It's Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Did you have a summer job when you were a kid? 12-year-old Noah Godsell has a summer job, and as a result, so do about a dozen of his friends and peers. The Pewaukee boy took the old-fashioned idea of selling drinks to thirsty people on a hot day and scaled it up. The result is Goat's Floats, which sells floats to people at Pewaukee's Wagner Park. Godsell honed his business acumen on the job, and through a class trip to a local program run by the organization Junior Achievement, Noah Godsell is with us in the studio to talk about his foray into small business, along with Tim Greiner, who is president of Junior Achievement of Wisconsin. Welcome to you both.
Glad to be here.
Glad to be here.
And I want to start with you and learn about how Goat's Floats was born.
Well, I was at my house, and I was bored. I didn't know what to do. And one day, I was messing with ice cream, and I just made this weird concoction. I'm like, I should do this and make it a stand. But then my mom said, oh, this probably could be too hard to make. And she's like, oh, why not just root beer floats? And I was like, sure, okay. And then we added in flavor of the day floats, and we started planning it and what other flavors we were going to have. And eventually when we just opened it, we just decided to do root beer floats because it's just a good start. And we sold like 20-some floats, and then we kept going, and all of a sudden now we're selling at least an average of like 40 floats a day. So.
And you do this at Wagner Park. Was your original plan to do it just out in front of your house, or how did you decide where the best place to sell floats was going to be?
We live right by the park, so we were afraid that like we would get in trouble with the park because we don't really have a permit. Shh. Okay. So then we just put it on like a corner of a hill that's like right by the park. Or if we got caught, we were just going to put it by our house and say, come over to Goat's Floats to the games by like going over and advertising, which we still do. So we're just like go on this corner of the hill and they just come up there. We just go to them and give them their floats.
A lot of thirsty people there.
Yeah.
Well, and I want to turn the clock back because if I understand right, you also went to something with your elementary school called BizTown. What was your trip to BizTown about and what was your experience there?
Well, at the beginning of fifth grade, they said we were going to BizTown and stuff, actually someone coming in and talk about you and your achievement. Well, I wanted to be like a CEO of some kind because it's more of like you go to the place and then you get a job and it's like a real job. That's the closest you're going to get in like five, six more years. And I was the CEO of the radio station and it was hard, but it was still fun at the same time because you're kind of telling them what to do. Like, I still want to keep doing this and I'm doing Goat's Floats now as a CEO.
You were learning what it was like to be a boss?
Yes, tracking expenses and like planning our supplies and just like money, like how much certain things it will cost and how much profit you're going to make, how much does it cost for each float.
Tim Greiner, this all emerged from BizTown. What's the idea behind that program?
Well, Junior Achievement is an organization dedicated to giving young people exposure to entrepreneurial skills, to financial literacy skills. And JA BizTown is one of our newest programs that immerses young people like Noah into the learning process. JA BizTown features an in-school curriculum where the students learn about the economy and the role of businesses in the economy. And then they come out to the Junior Achievement Kohl's Education Center, which is a facility that houses JA BizTown. And if you can think of a 10,000 square foot simulated city, a very Disney-like appearance, but the students actually hold down careers. They run businesses. They learn what it's like to be a responsible citizen in an economy. And they also earn paychecks as part of that process and learn what it's like to be a good consumer. So they are exposed to the idea of running a business, entrepreneurship, and as Noah outlined, some of the expenses and challenges that go with running a successful business.
Well, and is the idea necessarily to turn everyone who goes through BizTown into a future you're a businessman or businesswoman, or is there something bigger picture that you're hoping people get, regardless of whether they go on to own their own business?
Yeah, I think what is important to us is that our young people see the correlation between their education at a young age and their future opportunities, but also just to give them the skill set. So the innovative entrepreneurial skill set, whether they run their own business or work for someone else's business, those are the type of workforce skills that are in demand in any career. So young people being exposed and being able to demonstrate those skills gives them a leg up on future opportunities in whatever pursuit they follow.
Noah, what have been the hardest parts about running Goats Floats?
Really bad days. Like if you had a really good day, like 40 plus floats, and all of a sudden the next day you just get like 25 and you're like, oh, come on, you can do better than that. And you just kind of pick your head up and keep going and still be happy. But I mean, it can be pretty hard.
You're doing this to raise money for a charity, right? Not to
Yes.
put money in your own pocket. Why did you decide to do it that way rather than I'm going to go out and sell these ice cream floats, or root beer floats rather, and then I'm going to go buy a bike?
Well, last year, 10% went to our employees, 10% went to the charity, and 25% went to me. But this year, eventually so many people started coming that they've only gotten like 5 cents each day. So they're like, just put it in the box. And then
these are your employees?
Yes.
Yeah.
And eventually I had to start like taking out my share and give it to them, and they still got like 5 cents. And then I just started putting my stuff in the box. So at the end of the year, we're just like, we'll just do all of our profits, just go. And the last day, we just did like all of the money, like every dollar goes to the charity. And then we're just like, let's just do all profits. And
do you know how much money you made
that day? Like $108, I think.
How did you decide how to price these? You know, there's, I'm guessing, a lot that goes into, you know, first of all, picking the right employees, and you guys have T-shirts, I imagine. Those,
yes.
Those cost money to make, and your equipment that you use to make them, or at least the supplies that go into it. How big a deal was trying to figure out, like, the business end of this?
It's a beer float in a 16-ounce cup. And then it seemed like a reasonable price to just price it $1. And then when we totaled up all the money, it was 50 cents. So it just became $1.
Talk about how it works at BizTown. How much failure do you allow student, you know, because these are things that kids don't necessarily get right away. Is part of the goal to show, you know, how things can go wrong?
You know, I think in any economy, and I think we probably have some real life examples of that more recently, you know, in entrepreneurship, a lot of new businesses aren't successful right away, and it does take some time. And you heard Noah talk a little bit about persistence, that, hey, we didn't have as good a day, but we're going to keep going. So it's really teaching the skills through the simulation. But invariably, some businesses are challenged to pay back their bank loan and make a profit and make sure the employees are all paid by the end of their simulation. So those provide you know, that learning opportunity. Success is a great teacher, but sometimes failure is an even better teacher. So, you know, the focus at JA BizTown is really about the skills and the experience and helping the young people learn from that experience, whether it is positive or negative.
Noah, is it hard being a boss?
Well, it can be fun, but it can be hard also. Being it hard-wise, you're more in charge and you have to be the leader. And sometimes you kind of just say, I want to take a break. I'm just bored. But if you want to take a break, just kind of put someone else in charge. But if you want to be the boss, you're going to have to be the leader. So you can't just go like, I'm going to take a break. You could take like a 1 minute break. That's fine. But at least try to be the leader. Don't really let like everyone else do it.
Do you have thoughts about what kind of business you might want to do next? Is that what you want to do with your life, or is there something else I mean, you're still pretty young to decide what you want to be when
yeah.
you grow up, but
well, I'm really into baseball, so I kind of want to be a professional baseball player, but I'm going to try to continue this as long as possible, maybe hand it over to my brother. But if I want to get big in it, I actually will go big in it, so I will try to go as far as possible.
And if the baseball playing doesn't work out, maybe you could be a general manager.
Yeah, GM.
Well, Noah Godsell and Tim Greiner, thank you so much, both of you, and best of luck moving forward.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Tim Greiner is president of Junior Achievement of Wisconsin. Noah Godsell is the founder, president, and CEO of Goats Floats, which sells root beer and other floats just outside Wagner Park in Pewaukee, with proceeds benefiting the charity Living Hope International. You'll find a link to, yes, his website from WUWM.com/legeffect.